Last year alone, we saw over 8,000 kiddos and their non-offending family members for services at DCAC. Everything we do is free of charge. We provide them with everything from the investigative services all the way up to the healing services. So it was a record-breaking year for DCAC, unfortunately.
And it's a very realistic thing that in the middle of a pandemic, it's got to be even harder for you to make these investigations.
What we really saw at the beginning of the pandemic, when everybody was under a stay-at-home order, it was the most dangerous time for our children. They were home, they were not in front of their teachers, the professionals who are our most astute professional reporting source in our county. And so reports had dipped a little bit. What we saw was that reports were down. The increase of abuse was actually occurring. There was more physical abuse that was occurring right at the onset of the pandemic due to additional stressors or financial situations that families found themselves in. And so it was scary for our kids. We were talking all over the community, imploring people to be reporting, to report. If you see something, say something. We have free recognizing and reporting education for all of our community members so that they can understand the red flags of child abuse, so that they know the proper way to report child abuse if they suspect something is happening.
And how much do you expect things to increase when you take on these cases? And with children now having, you know, being able to go to school, get away from abusers at home, and speak to a trusted adult, I can imagine that's so important.
Sure. Actually, last month in March, we recorded our largest month ever of forensic interviews, which is the first step in the investigative process. And so it was over 260 forensic interviews. So when we know that many children are being interviewed, then that funnel will continue to trickle down. They will receive family advocacy services as well as mental health healing services as well. So we do expect to see over 8,400 kiddos in this current year. And I want to be very clear, it's not because child abuse is happening more frequently. We are seeing an increase in numbers because our community members are becoming more astute in knowing how to recognize and report.
Do you find some adults want to report something, but they don't want to be wrong?
Yes. And what I would encourage anybody and everybody who has even just a tiny inkling, even just a gut feeling, to report it. Reporting is anonymous. And once you report it, and when you report it anonymously, the experts take over. The experts will investigate and determine what the course of action can and should be for that child. So that adult who reported it is able to step out of the process, and let the professionals take over.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.